Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. We are now 4 full hours into Santa's flight, and he has yet to deliver anywhere in the world. This, however, is not a problem and not unexpected. In fact, we have Santa now back in flight over the South Pacific and patrolling for his first delivery zone now. Sector 1 is a part of the world enjoying the long days of summer at this time, and they party on Christmas Eve there long into the night. Let's go now to our elf stationed in Sector 1 for an update. Marianne, are you there?
Frank, you're right in that Christmas Eve is being celebrated in a big way at this hour. While it's approaching the midnight hour along the international dateline in Sector 1, most areas are still in the early evening hours. We suspect the island nations of the Pacific are in Santa's reach at this time. We're just awaiting his first visits now. They can come at any minute, from anywhere, from Samoa to Fiji even.
Thank you, Marianne. Let's check in now with North Pole Flight Command with news from there and Elf Alpine. Al?
Frank, we have new bedtime advisories to share with you at this time, direct from Santa's sleigh. We have a number of cities in Australia that have been given these bedtime suggestions from Santa. Sydney, Brisbane, Hobart, and also other areas of Sector 1. Papua New Guinea, the Marshall Islands, of course, all of New Zealand, and even Guam are all under advisory.
Al, I'm almost afraid to ask, but how is the airlift going with all this bad weather here at the North Pole?
Frank, we'll get a more detailed update for you on that later this hour, but I can tell you right now, we're stalled. Not because of the weather, but because these sleighs are all empty and waiting to be loaded.
What are they waiting for, Al?
Well, the packing department hasn't loaded the sleighs because they haven't received the stuff from the wrapping department. And the wrapping department is waiting on Santa's workshop, Frank.
Oh, boy.
I know, right?
Well, it's early yet, Al. We'll see if we can't get someone over there to the workshop to report on what's happening. From the North Pole, where we are watching breathlessly for Santa's first deliveries, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.